The ACT government has been given the green light to cull about 1,600 eastern grey kangaroos. There was a challenge by Animal Liberation ACT. That challenge has failed. Here was the Animal Liberation's Carolyn Drew looking at the positives after this campaign.
The kangaroos that are going to be killed in the coming days or coming weeks have had a bit more time to stay alive and enjoy themselves.
Joined now by Daniel Iglesias, who is the director of the Capital Territory's Parks and Conservation Service. Daniel, thank you very much for speaking to us today. Carolyn Drew almost seems, well, not pleased, but somewhat consoled by all of this.
Consoled? Well, that's one description. From our point of view, we've had a situation here in the ACT where Animal Liberation has challenged the need for kangaroo, what we call conservation culls, for the last 2 or 3 years. And on each occasion, ACAT has decided, no, the science is there. There's an overabundance of kangaroos in this part of Australia and land managers have to deal with them.
So what is the problem here exactly? Is it environmental? Is it to the kangaroos themselves as a species?
What we've got here in the ACT is a lot of remnant native grassland as well as woodland areas. And kangaroos over time, as the ACT has transitioned from a rural environment to an urban environment, have colonised areas of nature reserves, quite high quality nature reserves, in and amongst the urban area. And with kangaroos, it's proven that sometimes they can be limited just by food. So if there's plenty of food around, they will eat and eat and eat and eat. And that can be to the detriment of other elements of the ecosystem. We know that in the ACT we have endangered grassy ecosystems, lots of plants and animals that have almost disappeared off the face of the earth. And overgrazing by kangaroos can potentially tip them. And what we've found is if we can maintain kangaroo densities at a certain point, then all is fine with the world. However, if the kangaroos continue to breed to a point where they overgraze, then it's to the detriment of other parts of the environment. And that's what we've got here in the ACT, hence the need.
Which seems to be the ultimate ruling on this, and that seems to be where this, what the science is suggesting. That leaves, of course, the question of how you go about a cull like this in a way that isn't horrific. We spoke to PETA, the animal welfare organisation, earlier today, and one of the concerns they raised was for joeys, so young joeys who ultimately are found with culled kangaroos. They say that they're going to be left to die slow deaths through starvation and dehydration. Do you have a response to that?
Well, it's terrible for a land manager like myself to hear people spread this sort of misinformation. We would not undertake a conservation cull wallet if we had a suspicion that that's what we would be doing. And in fact, the ACT is the only jurisdiction in Australia that limits its kangaroo cull to a period between March and July, which is when the biology of the kangaroo means that the young ones are very, very tiny. Very tiny, and most of them are tiny little jelly bean sized animals that are in the pouch. So that when we do cull the female, there's a means to humanely deal with that tiny little joey. There isn't a situation, as is claimed by some, that when a female is killed, then the dependent larger joey is running around without a female and starving to death. It simply doesn't happen because we time the cull so that there's a very, very, very small proportion of animals of that size, and where we encounter them, we instruct the shooter simply not to take out that particular female.
Daniel, thank you.
It's a pleasure, Wally.
Daniel Iglesias, Director of the Capital Territory's Parks and Conservation Service.